Hi everyone, I think you people are learning Python and you are trying to plan to get into Python, or you are planning to get into a Python job profile, or you are preparing for your Python interviews. So now whenever you are trying to prepare for Python interviews, or you are learning Python, or whatever you are doing, the major role is, or the major outcome behind learning Python is, you want to get a job. That is our major goal. So now we can say this job is our final goal or our destination, or it may be like for your current project, you may be learning Python. But basically people who are trying to watch this video comes into the category who are trying to get a job into Python or into data science or into data analytics. First, we can understand. Now here, in order to explain, the title of our today class is, so what actually companies are expecting from you while you are placing Python experience. So now you are planning to go as a Python developer or whatever it is. So what to prepare for your interviews on Python, and what interviewers are asking on Python in your interview. So now in order to explain this particular question, first we need to understand, so which role you are applying on top of Python. So Python can be used for multiple things. So now what are all the job roles we have it on top of Python is, the very first role we have on Python is a Python developer role. So for example, you are learning Python and your goal is you want to apply for Python developer role. So then what to learn? For example, now you can't just learn only Python, right? You need to learn a lot of things in order to be a Python developer. What actually we need to learn to be a Python developer? And the second question is, all right, I'm learning Python. So Python can be used for performing data science operations as well. So now what exactly companies are expecting from a person who is learning Python for data science? What type of Python questions these people going to ask? So again, Python for data science. And the third one is like, you are trying to learn Python and you want to be a data analyst. So now you are trying to learn Python to be a data analyst. Python for data analytics. So now what exactly they are expecting from you as a Python, means like you want to be a data analyst, but you're learning Python. So what type of questions they ask you in interviews related to your Python and how to prepare it. Now let's understand these three divisions. First thing, let's go with a Python developer. So now here I just opened a particular profile, so which is posted in LinkedIn, if you notice it. And this is from your Tech Mahindra, and it is located in Hyderabad location. They are hiring for a junior Python developer. But there is a kind of difference from junior Python developer, and the work experience is like 4+ years they are asking. So now we no need to care about the number of years of experience, but let's look around the skill set they are looking for. So if you are trying to get into your Python role, they are trying to expect your Python skills. So now this is what you are trying to learn. So if you are trying to apply for this junior Python developer role, you need to have a skill set on Python, and you need to have a skill set on Pandas, you need to have a skill set on PyTest, and even you need to have a skill set on CI/CD pipeline, you need to have a skill set on Jira and Confluence and GitHub. So now apart from it, even if you are able to have this knowledge on good to have like Flask, Dash, DevOps, Big Data Architecture, Scrum, and even if you are able to have some knowledge on your Docker, Hadoop, HBase, Kafka, Niffy, in this way there are different types of tools. If you are able to have the skill set, so the first important skill set is you need to have a knowledge on top of your Pandas, Python, CI/CD, Jira, and even GitHub. So now apart from it, having a knowledge on GitHub, what is that, DevOps and all this going to be an advantage, and even having a knowledge on Flask also going to be an advantage. So if you are planning to prepare for Python developer role, let me see, is there, this is data analyst role, and this is also analyst role. This is also a Python developer role. Again, they are asking for lead consultant in Python developer from Genpact. Again, they're asking for a skill set on SQL, Spark Streaming, PySpark, HBase Hive, so SQL, so cloud platform. So let me just make it. So even I researched, apart from this, even I researched other more Python developer roles, what they are expecting. If you are planning to learn Python and your goal is you want to be a Python developer, so your goal is you want to look at the roles and responsibilities. Whenever you are trying to learn Python, so don't just blindly learn Python. So what exactly your goal is? You want to be a developer? You want to get into data science? Or you want to get into data analyst? If you are trying to get into a developer role, then you need to have a skill set of this. So you need to have a skill set of Python. You need to learn Python. Standalone Python doesn't help you. So Python with SQL is needed. So why? So you are trying to develop the code with your Python, as well as you want to integrate that with respect to your SQL. And apart from it, you need to have a database tool knowledge. And apart from it, if you are able to have a knowledge on AWS or Azure, it's going to be beneficial if you are planning to get into your Python developer role. And apart from it, having a knowledge on any of the frameworks like your DevOps going to be an advantage in your job market. And apart from it, if you are able to learn a bit of Django and Flask, and in a very simple note, try to master or try to work on few projects creating RESTful APIs using your Python. You need to have the knowledge to create RESTful APIs, so with your Python. So if you are able to have this, and if you can place it in your resume, there are more chances that you are able to get into the industry. And now when you are saying Python developer, they want to validate you. So now what type of questions you can expect from them in your Python interviews or whatever the interviews you are going for? For a Python developer, what you can expect is, you are able to expect questions related to your DSA from your Python. They may be asking questions related to your API. They will be asking questions related to your SQL querying, how you are able to query it. They are able to give you some HackerRank challenges on top of your SQL and even on top of your Python. So now if you are able to prepare this, and there are going to be some questions on top of AWS. So now majority of the questions come from DSA, and they will be asking some questions on top of your API creation. And they'll be asking questions on SQL, and that too, how you are, they will be asking you some sort of challenges or some questions, and you are, they see your logic. So what they try to see in all this in Python developer role is, they try to see your logic behind writing down the code. So that is what we can say. If you are planning for a Python developer role, this is the minimal stack you need to prepare in order to get into your Python developer role. So you are learning Python. Plus, you need to learn this combination skill set to get into a Python developer role. And next is like, we want to understand Python for data science role. So I want to understand, I want to be a data scientist, and I want to get into the data science role. If you are planning to be a data science role, what skills they are expecting? For that reason, let me open Infosys. Now, this is related to you can see this title, data science. So now here, even in the data science role, we use Python. So now what they're expecting? Python, R programming, SQL, this is what they are expecting. Apart from it, they are trying to expect ML algorithm knowledge, statistical ML algorithms, deep neural networks, model ensembling, generative AI models, or ML for responsible AI, and AI domains like NLP, speech, computer vision, structured data, learning patterns like supervised, unsupervised reinforcement learning, tools for data analysis, AutoML, model deployment and scaling. And again, if you scroll it, you got Azure, AWS, GCP, you got Anchor, ML development track in a client project. So let me just explain. So now these are all the various responsibility monitoring, and in this way. Now, what exactly the toolkit or the skills needed with respect to Python? So now if you are planning for Python for data science role, you need to have the skill sets on top of Python. Apart from Python, you need to have the knowledge about R programming, which is a statistical tool. So this is not mandatory. Having a tool knowledge like R is an advantage. So if you can learn it, that is an advantage. If you can't learn it, that's okay. So now, but having an R and Python knowledge always going to be a beneficial in lines of the company. So now, apart from that, you need to have a knowledge of SQL. So now, again, why? Even if you look at Python developer, here the goal of SQL is you want to store the data, whereas here you are using SQL to analyze the data. So here you are using Python to develop the websites, but here you are using Python to analyze the data which you got it through the website. So now that's the reason you need to have a Python knowledge, R knowledge, SQL knowledge. And apart from it, you need to have the knowledge about machine learning algorithms. So what exactly meant by machine learning algorithms is algorithms like your linear regression, logistic regression, decision tree, random forest, gradient boosting, support vector machines. So neural network, in that again, computer vision algorithms like convolution neural networks, again, RNN, recurrent neural networks, long short-term memory cells, generative adversarial networks, restricted Boltzmann machines for recommendation engine. In this way, there are different types of ML algorithms. You need to have the knowledge about ML algorithms. And even you need to have the knowledge about computer vision or or I can say image recognition. So you need to have the knowledge about TensorFlow. We use it on Python. So this toolkit is important. Apart from it, you need to have the knowledge on statistics, like your hypothesis, your probability distributions, and all that. And apart from this, if you are able to have knowledge on cloud platforms like AWS or Azure, it's going to be an advantage. Why? So all your machine learning operations you are trying to perform on cloud like AWS or Azure. Here you are using AWS or Azure in order to deploy your models, where here you, that not deploying your models, you are deploying your application here. The same thing, you can deploy an application with AWS and Azure, or even you can deploy your machine learning models with the help of AWS and Azure. So now this is the minimal toolkit needed. If you are planning to be a data scientist, you don't need to have AWS or Azure, but you need to have Python, R, SQL, ML algorithms, CV, statistics, and even I can say NLP, natural language processing. So this is the minimal toolkit needed if you are planning to be a data scientist and you are going with Python. Then here what people ask in Python interview questions is, they start asking questions on image related pre-processing or data related pre-processing. Sometimes they give you query challenges on SQL, how you are able to access the data maybe. So sometimes they don't even ask these questions in SQL and Python. They focus more on these zones. So in interviews, they focus very less on Python and they focus more on ML algorithms, statistics, Azure and all that. In some cases, again, this statement depends from company to company. In some cases, they ask you related to logic-based Python questions, logic-based SQL questions. So I'll be writing it as logic-based Python and SQL. So in a very simple note, the complexity wise, this is going to be less than the above one. Why? This is a developer role. You need to have a more logic. For data science, you can have a moderate level of logic. So that's the reason. This is the kind of minimal skills, Python, versus the combination skills you need to learn it. So your goal is, no, I'm not planning to be a data scientist. That's not the reason I'm learning Python. I'm learning Python. I want to be a data analyst. So if you are planning to be a data analyst, again, I have came up with another profile from Deloitte. So here they are saying 1.8 years to 4 years of experience in reporting and analytics. So proficient in Word, Outlook, PowerPoint, MS Visio, and again, other process flow softwares, advanced level. So like Power Query from Excel, lookups, if statements, macros, dashboard building, graphing, visualization, experience in Tableau or Power BI to build automated dashboards. So now let us just note this down. Again, let me go to the next one. So again, this is a skill set from your Make My Trip. So what exactly this Make My Trip people are asking is, they're asking knowledge on advanced SQL queries and advanced Excel is must, strong analytical skills with ability to collect. And again, they are asking knowledge of statistics and experience using statistical packages for analyzing data using R, Python, SAS, SPSS is preferred. Now here, again, they are saying like you need to have a knowledge about SQL. So let us note down Python for data analytics. If you are planning to be a data analytic person, so again, I'm saying if you are learning Python for the sake of data analytics, I will be giving again, Python is important. So with respect to Python, you need to have the knowledge about Excel. So within Excel, you need to have knowledge about Power Query, pivot tables. You need to have knowledge about your dashboard creation. You need to have a knowledge about VLOOKUP, HLOOKUP. Again, you have your, goal seek. You got your if statements. In this way, there are different things in Excel. You need to have the knowledge about Excel. You need to have the knowledge about SQL. You need to have the knowledge about Power BI or Tableau. So any one tool knowledge. So why Power BI or Tableau? In order to create your dashboards, automated dashboards, to build it, you are having a knowledge on either Power BI or Tableau. So based on your choice, you can learn anything, Power BI or Tableau. And apart from that, having a knowledge on R programming or SAS programming is also beneficial. A bit of statistics is not mandatory, but having a moderate knowledge on statistics is beneficial. So this is like I just combined with Make My Trip and Deloitte. So this is the kind of skill set they are looking for. Now, what type of questions they ask you in lines of Python for data analytics is they ask questions related to data analysis base. So now you are using Python to clean the data or to analyze the data. Like you need to have a knowledge about pandas, numpy, matplotlib, seaborn, plotly, this kind of libraries. You need to be good with Excel, SQL, analysis based SQL, analysis for Excel, Power BI for creating automated dashboards, or Tableau for creating automated dashboards. So R programming for analysis, so SAS for analysis, statistics even. In order to drive the analysis, your statistics is your, we can say, the brain. So with the help of this brain statistics, we are able to perform all the analysis. So now if you are planning to learn Python for data analysis, try to have this Python skills with respect to this combination skill set. But that is not a right way. I can say having a knowledge of Excel, SQL, Power BI, and with that, the combination skill set is Python, R, SAS, and statistics. So the very important toolkit if you are trying to be a data analytics is Excel, SQL, Power BI, or Tableau compared to Python and all that. So Python, R, SAS are additional or add-on. They are not mandatory, but Excel, SQL, Power BI are the mandatory toolkit. So now if you are planning for Python for data analysis, they ask you very less amount of questions related to Python for data analytic questions they will be asking. But they focus more on Power BI, they focus more on SQL, and they focus more on Excel. Then compared to Excel, SQL and Power BI, they focus more in your interviews. So now if you are planning to learn Python, and if you are planning to prepare for Python interviews, see, understand this division. So now if you are planning to be a Python developer, this toolkit is needed, and this type of questions they ask you. If your goal is like Python for data science, this toolkit they ask you, and these are the questions they ask you. And if you are planning to be a data analytic and you are learning Python, this is the kind of toolkit or the skill set you need to learn, and the questions going to be Python for analysis based questions they are asking. So comparatively, all these roles, if you are a very new in beginner, and if you feel you are a beginner in Python, you want to get into data analytic role, or you want to get into Python role, then the best option is go to data analytics. Here you use a less of Python and more of Power BI and SQL. If you want to be a pro user in Python, be a Python developer. The moderate using going to be done by data scientists. That's the reason the order is also in this way. So the less weightage, or we can say the less complexity of Python, we use it for data analytics, moderate complexity, more complexity. So now in case if you have any doubts or whatever it is, if you are looking for a guidance, please book a free call consulting. I'm here to help you out. Thank you.